This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pope is calling for dialogue as U.S.-Iran tensions soar. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue and self-restraint in his first public comments amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top general in Iraq. During his Sunday noon blessing, Francis warned, "War brings only death and destruction." He led the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in a silent prayer for peace. Francis had hoped to visit Iraq this year to minister to the Christian minorities that have been targeted by the Islamic State group. Vatican officials and local Catholic bishops in Iraq have voiced concern about the impact of any new conflict on the weakest and most marginal. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Lattice Ahok reports, there are some who are optimistic that cooler heads will prevail.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely despite the angry rhetoric. Persian Gulf nations are eager to prevent a war in their vicinity, says analyst Barbara Leaf.
The UAE and Saudi Arabia have been very muted in what they've said, but the theme of their comments is essentially time for de-escalation, time for a political approach to resolving these issues.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and his new rival lawmaker Luis Parra called for competing legislative sessions Tuesday after both claimed to be the country's parliamentary speaker. On Sunday, Venezuelan security forces with riot shields blocked Guaido from entering the National Assembly chamber, where he was expected to be reelected head of the opposition-dominated legislature. Instead, Parra